AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran shot down two U.S. military planes in separate attacks today. Officials say a fighter jet was shot down in Iran and one crew member has been rescued, but a second's missing and a search and rescue operation is underway. Charles Deledesma has more.
An Iran state TV anchor reading an announcement says, "Residents, dear and honorable people, if you capture the enemy pilot or pilots and hand them over alive to the military and law enforcement forces, you will receive a reward and a valuable bounty." The channel broadcasts over a mountainous region that spans nearly 6,000 miles. Iranian media has also posted images of what appears to be U.S. aircraft over the area. A major explosion from an airstrike struck Iran's capital Tehran around the same time. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Separately, Iranian state media say a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf after being struck by Iranian forces. A U.S. official says that's not clear. Neither is the status of the crew or exactly where it went down. In other news, U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs in March, rebounding from a dismal February in which 133,000 were lost. And the Labor Department report shows the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%, that in part because nearly 400,000 people dropped out of the labor market. And Haya Panjwani reports,
Los Angeles authorities have arrested a 12-year-old on suspicion of murder in the death of a middle school student. Kimberly Zavaleta Chuiquipa died after being hit in the head with a metal water bottle during an alleged bullying incident. An LAPD spokesman says the arrest happened Thursday, but authorities can't share the suspect's gender or name. Kimberly's family says she was trying to help her sister, who was being bullied, when she was struck by the bottle. The district attorney did not immediately comment on what charges may be filed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. It's down to the semifinals in women's college basketball, South Carolina and UConn getting underway. Donna Warder reports one New England furniture chain has a lot riding on the outcome.
Jordan's Furniture says if both UConn men's and women's basketball teams reach the championship games, it will reimburse customers for the furniture they've bought since the beginning of 2026. That's a total of about $50 million going back to some 20,000 customers. Brian Mazzilli of Plymouth, Massachusetts says he hasn't really been a college sports fan, but the $3,800 he spent on living room furniture could be coming back to him. Jordan's isn't really on the hook for the $50 million. It got insurance for the promotion, like it did in 2007, when it had to reimburse some 24,000 customers a total of $35 million when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. I'm Donna Warder.
Texas, UCLA in the other semifinal later tonight. Results at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.